We're doing a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Gimlam and Aleph. The first word on the line is Ve'ema, 13 lines down. Thank you, Simcha Marino. Across from the airplane on the right. The Gemara had began with a quote from Rabbi Yochanan that we know that Jewish kings, their count, their year changes in Nisan, because the Pasuk seems to align Shlomo's reign with the exodus from Egypt, the number of years since we left Egypt. So we say that the numbers are aligned, that the count, the year begins just like the exodus from Egypt in Nisan. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, who told you that Nisan is the time that you start your count for the exodus from Egypt? Maybe you go by Tishrei. And then the Gemara quoted that it was the 40th year when Moshe was giving his speech in the beginning of the book of Devarim, and it was the 40th year when Aaron passed away, and if Aaron passed away in Av, and Moshe is giving his speech in Shvat, so then between Av and Shvat you have Tishrei. If Tishrei is when the year changes, then Moshe's speech should have been in year 41. And if it's still year number 40, so then you see that from Av, when Aaron passed away, till Shvat, when Moshe gave his speech, well, then the year didn't change. So then the Rosh Hashanah, the year doesn't change for the count of the exodus from Egypt in Tishrei. So now we've proven technically that it doesn't change in all the months between Av and Shvat. It doesn't change in Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. That's what we've proven. We haven't yet proven that it must be Nisan, but we've ruled out 6 of the 12 months. So what the Gemara is going to do now is the Gemara is going to say, okay, you've ruled out half the year, so it's not in Tishrei, but who told you it's not in Adar, or Iyar, or Sivan, or Tammuz, or Av? How do you know the other 6 months? And you ruled out 6 of them months. But who told you it's Nisan? Meaning that the Gemara began by choosing one of the 2 logical options. We would say it's either Nisan, the anniversary of when we left, or Tishrei. The Gemara says, okay, you've disproven Tishrei. Now that you've disproven that, I'll actually entertain the thought that maybe it's any one of the other 6 months that you haven't disproven. The Gemara is going to make attempts to prove some of the months. Then the Gemara will not be able to prove it. And finally, the Gemara will have to rest on a different proof. So let's do that. The Ema. So the Gemara says, and maybe we should say, Rosh Hashanah Iyar, that the new year begins in the month of Iyar. That when Iyar comes, that's when we start a new year for the count of the exodus from Egypt. And then that would affect the count of the kings.
I have a different airplane.
You have a different airplane. Okay. The Ema Rosh Hashanah, so the count 13 lines down. The first word on the line is the Ema. The Ema Rosh Hashanah, maybe you should say the beginning of the year for the count of the exodus is in the month of Iyar. Lo sal kadai, don't entertain that thought. Tichtiv. For the verse says, it was in the first month, so we're talking about the month of Nisan, in the second year to the exodus of Egypt, from Egypt, the first of the month, we erected the tabernacle. V'chtiv, and then you have another verse that says, "Vayi b'shana shenit b'chodesh hasheni." It was in that same second year, in the second month, in the month of Iyar. So you see, you go from Nisan to Iyar, and the year doesn't change. So obviously, Iyar is not when the year changes. Na'ala anan ma'ala mishkan ha'idut midekai b'nisan v'kari le'shana shenit. If we're holding by Nisan, and that's called the second year, v'kai b'yav v'kari le'shana shenit. And then when the Pasuk describes Iyar, it's still calling it the second year. Michlal de Rosh Hashanah, lav Iyaru. So I infer that Rosh Hashanah is not in the month of Iyar. Ve'ima Rosh Hashanah Sivan. So maybe the year begins from Sivan. Again, Rosh Hashanah here is a reference to when does the count of the Exodus from Egypt begin? Lo sal kadai tech, don't think like that. Tichtiv, because the Pasuk says, B'chodesh ha'shlishi l'tzet bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. It was in the third month after the Jews left Egypt, they came to the desert of Sinai. V'imita, and if the year had changed when we hit the third month, we left Egypt in Nisan. Then the pasuk says, in the third month they hit the desert of Sinai. Now, if in that third month the year changes, then the pasuk should have said b'chodesh hashlishi b'shana shenit l'tzet bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The pasuk should have made a note of it. It wasn't the third month, the second year. If the year had changed, the pasuk should have made a note of it. Mibaile. That's what the pasuk should have said. It should have added that it was the second year. Ve'ima tamuz, ve'ima av, ve'ima adar. Okay, we've proven 9 of the 12 months. That 9 aren't, but you still have another 3, or you've proven 8. Yeah, you have another 3. Tammuz, Av, and Adar. Ela amar Rabbi Elazar me'acha. But Rabbi Elazar says the source is from a different pasuk. Who's Rabbi Elazar in the Talmud? Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, and he's a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. So our first quote was Rabbi Yochanan. We said that wasn't a strong enough proof. So now his disciple, Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, is coming up to bat. He's going to give us a different source. He says, I'll give you a different source. When Shlomo was building the temple, so the Pasuk in Chronicles, in Divrei Hayomim, the Pasuk says, Vayachal livnot b'chodesh ha-sheni, b'sheni b'shnat arba l'malchuto. He started building in the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Maisheni, why does it say in the second month, in the second? Why does it say the second time? Lav sheni liyerach shemonim bo lemalchuto. Doesn't it mean it's the second month of his reign, which was also the second month from the month that we always count to the reign? Isn't it indicating that every reign is counted, and this is this from that starting month? Meaning Shlomo ascended to the throne in the month of Nisan. So the second month of his reign was also the second month of every king's reign. Every king, his year changes in Nisan, and month number 2 is that month of Iyar. Matkip la Ravina, Ravina attacks. Ve'ima sheni b'chodesh, maybe it means 2 in the month. It says in the second month, in the second, maybe it means the second of the month. Im ken sheni b'chodesh behedi avektiv be. If that's so, then should have said it explicitly. Whenever the pasuk means to say a day of the month, it says second of the month, first of the month. It doesn't just say second, and you're supposed to figure out it means second of the month. Ve'ema b'sheni b'shabbat. Maybe it means it was Monday. It was the second month, the second, meaning the second day of the week. Maybe it means it was yom sheni. Chada, firstly, says the Talmud, de lo ashkechan sheni b'shabbat, tichtiv. We haven't encountered that the Torah points out what day of the week anything happened. We have traditions that they left Egypt on this day of the week, the Torah was given on that day of the week. We have different traditions. But the verses, we don't find a verse that indicates what day of the week anything happened, other than the verse that describes creation, right? There you have day 1, day 2, day, right? But after that, we don't know days of the week. So this claim always fascinated me. You know, this that the Gemara says, we never encountered anywhere else that it's like this. Okay, so maybe this is the first place. So you could say, well, this is the last book of Tanakh. It's a funny place to start such an idea. But it also allayed a troubling question I had. The commentaries on Shulchan Aruch discuss, with regard to the Ten Commandments, is lo sachmod, its own pasuk. Well, the way we read the Ten Commandments, we read it separately. Lo tachmod, lo tignov, lo tignovu, velo techachashu, velo techakiru. Each 2 words is like its own one of the Ten Commandments. So they discuss, are these 2 words a pasuk? So I think it's the Taz over there that says, well, nowhere else in the Torah do you have a pasuk that has only 2 words, so they're obviously not their own pasuk. So it always bothered me, this Taz. Well, who said? Maybe this is the place where you have a 2-word pasuk. But then I came across this Gemara, and I said, okay, if the Gemara uses such logic, the Taz could also use such logic. Meaning the assumption is, if the concept exists, I should have bumped into it elsewhere. But you understand, this is a relatively weak proof, you know.
Is there some way of relating, maybe it's validity to some sort of non, because of the fact that there's no derivation possible from it? I mean, I, I say that because, first of all, in the last proof that they said, you know, if the Pasuk wanted to say the second of the month, they would have said it. But the Pasuk, there's all sorts of different things that mean other things that you would have said, why not just say it explicitly?
Yeah, but here, everywhere else in Tanakh, it says the second of the month.
Right.
It doesn't say it anywhere else like this. That's the Gemara's claim.
Right, but there's certain places where, like, it says things, and, like, it's not being like it. Also there, you could say, like, just because it does it everywhere else doesn't mean...
Right, the same claim, I agree with you.
But I thought to myself, well, isn't it possible that they... Like, don't they use derivation somehow to figure out whether or not there's a possibility of it being different or meaning something different in a certain area?
But it has to fit the system. If you don't find this type of system anywhere else, we don't assume this is going to be the one place that's different than everywhere else in Tanakh.
Why does no one assume that it's just giving an approximation in, like, the second week? If someone's going to say the second in the month, I would break it down month, week, day.
Right, but where do we find that?
Well, we don't.
Again, we
say,
don't.
Okay, but they bring up the example, we don't find that anyway, but, like, why not make that argument too?
I hear. Okay. Maybe the answer answers both already.
But this tradition of weekdays come from where?
What do you mean? Drashim? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
No. The weeks that the Torah was given certain dates come from Drashim or...
They had it in the oral law, and then it's written in the Midrashim. The Od, and furthermore, I'll tell you why it's not the Sheni in the Pasuk doesn't mean the second day of the week. Maki Sheni Batla L'Sheni Kama. The Pasuk seems to show us there's a correlation between the second time it says Sheni and the first time it says Sheni. The Pasuk aligns them. They're all both in one Pasuk. That's called a Hekesh. They both have similar concepts. Ma sheni kama chodesh. Just like the first time it says the second, it means the second month. Av sheni batra chodesh. So too the second time it says, the last time it says sheni, it means the second month. So that's Rabbi Lazar's proof. This Pasuk that says King Solomon's reign and the second month in the second. What does it mean in the second? Came to tell me that... the second month for his reign is really also month number two for every king's reign, because every king, his year starts again from Nisan. Tanya kavatei de Rav Yochanan. We have a braisa like Rav Yochanan. Minayin shen monin laim lamlachim ela minisan. How do we know that we don't count the years of the kings from any month other than Nisan? Shenei Malkos, the Pasuk says, Vayi bishmonim shana v'abamot shana tzep Nisan me'atz Mitzrayim. V'chtiv ויעל אהרון הכהן לא רער על פי השם וגומר וכתיב ויהי בארבעים שנה בשתי עשרה חודש וכתיב אחרי הקדוש ציחון ואומר וישמע כנעני ואומר ויהי רוך לא ידע כי גבע אהרון ואומר ויהי בכל שלושה משנה השני ואומר ויהי בשנה השני את חודש השני ואומר בכל שלושה שישי יצא בני ישראל ואומר ויחל לבנות. So quotes all these psukim, all the psukim we quoted last time, and it ends off with the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar brought. And the Gemara says an interesting thing. It says this is a support to Rabbi Yochanan. And that needs work. Rabbi Elazar was Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar. Seemingly, he's knocking out Rabbi Yochanan's proof. The Gemara here seems to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar go hand in hand. So that needs work. Amar Rav Chista. So basically, this Braisha just quoted all the Pesukim we quoted last time, plus the Pesuk we just saw now. That's all the Braisha did, plus the Pesukim we saw today. Amar Rav Chisda. Who's Rav Chisda? Remind me.
He's a Kohen,
right? His two daughters were Kohanios, who married two brothers. We saw that name Yaakov yesterday, right? 80 pairs of brothers, yeah. Married 80 yeah. Pairs of sisters, Kohanim brothers, Kohanim sisters. Okay, so Rav Chisda's two daughters married Rami Bar Chama and Marukva Bar Chama, and they were two brothers. They married two brothers. Okay, Rav Chisda was a Kohen. Whose father-in-law was he?
Those two guys, but other than that, I don't know.
Other than those two, Rava, he was Rava's father-in-law. I'm Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda taught, and Rav Nachman Mibreslov says that sometimes Rav Chisda is a secret code for God. and the Talmud. So we had some Hasidut tonight, okay? He says, God is Chista. God is all about kindness. He says, Amar Rav Chista. Okay, back to Talmud. So Rav Chista taught, Lo shanu al malchei Yisrael, our Mishnah that says that the year begins in the month of Nisan, that's only for Jewish kings. Aval lemalchei umot olam, but for the kings of the world, Mitishrei Maninan, their year begins in the month of Tishrei. Now that, the Gemara is going to prove it in a second, but an easy way to remember it is that the year begins in Tishrei. We, the Jewish people, we left Egypt in Nisan, so we give special attention to Nisan. But the year really begins in Tishrei. God judges the world in Tishrei. We focus on Nisan because that's when our nation came to life. So our kings also, their years change in Nisan. But the regular kings, the kings of the world, their year changes in Tishrei, just like our calendar changes in Tishrei. Shenemar, how do we know that when it comes to kings of the world, their year begins in Tishrei? The Pasuk says as follows. We're starting the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 1. Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalia. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Chachalia. Vayi b'chodesh Kislev shnat esrim. It was in the month of Kislev, year 20, and I was in Shushan, the capital. So that's Pasuk number 1. Nehemiah is standing in Kislev, and the year is 20. V'chtiv, and then you have a Pasuk one chapter later. Vayi b'chodesh Nisan. He made it to the month of Nisan. Now if we were counting by a Jewish king, then it should be year 21 once we hit the month of Nisan. But it isn't. It says it was the month of Nisan. Shnat Islim la'tachshasta melech, year number 20. Tartachshasta the king. I brought him his wine. And we'll see in a minute. Midikai b'kislev v'kai l'shnat esrim, being that in the month of Kislev it's called year 20, v'kai b'nisan v'kai l'shnat esrim, and then when we hit the month of Nisan it's still year 20, mechlal d'Rosh Hashanah alav Nisanu. So I understand that Rosh Hashanah for the non-Jewish king, Artachshasta, is not on Nisan. We're all together?
Why is it important to, in this case, to make a distinction between the Jewish kings and going kings, because what we discuss about the countries of Jewish people will include the date of the kingdom of the kings?
I don't know. You know, the Gemara proved the point that the Jewish king's year changes in Nisan. But the Gemara didn't explain where did we get this from. It's two different things. The Gemara proved how we know it. But is it a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabbanan? What seemed to be a d'rabbanan? The rabbis instituted, but the Gemara doesn't say it here. So we're holding year 20, the first pasuk.
Right there, right?
Yeah.
Because it says this is the first commandment given to the Jewish people that the calendar starts in the
second. Yeah, it's possible. So one pasuk says Nehemiah was holding in Kislev year 20. The next pasuk says it was Nisan year 20 Tartachshasta. So the Gemara says Bishlema heich mefereshet l'Artachshasta. I understand. The second pasuk says it was year 20 in the reign of Artachshasta. Elahai, but the first pasuk it says year 20, but how do you know where the count starts? Who said it's 20 years in Artachshasta's reign? Maybe it's 20 years to a different count. How do you know when the first pasuk says it was year 20 that we're counting Artachshasta's years? Maybe it's year 20 to a different count. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa answered, Shnat Eslim, Shnat Eslim, Gzera Shava. This is the Gzera Shava we quoted last time, being that the same words are being used, Shnat Eslim, year number 20. We have Gzera Shava, that they're both the same year 20 to the same count. Mahatam L'Artachshasta, Avhacha L'Artachshasta. Just like over there, it's 20 years to the count of Artachshasta, so too here. Wait a second, says the Gemara. Who told you which happened first? you're assuming the story in Kislev happened before the story in Nisan. And if in Kislev it's year 20, and in Nisan it's year 20, then obviously the years didn't change. Well, maybe the story that in chapter 2 happened before the story in chapter 1. Says the Gemara, lo sakadaitach, don't entertain that thought. Titania, because we have the following brisa. What happens in the first chapter of Nehemiah? A Hanani, a messenger, comes from Israel, and he tells Nehemiah how the Jews in Israel are living in dire poverty, and the Kutim are destroying their temple, and they're attacking them, and they've made breaches in the walls, and they have no protection, and they're living in a terrible state. What happens in chapter 2 of Nehemiah? Nehemiah is serving the king wine. He is the king's butler. And the king asks him, what's wrong with you? Now, he wasn't ill. So Nehemiah gets all scared. Wait a second. Why is the king asking? So he begs God for help. And he says, well, my master, how can I look good when this is the news I get from my brethren in Israel? And the king says, how much is it going to cost? Here's an open check. Go, take care of it. And then come back. So the Braisa says, Detanya, says the Braisa, Dvarim she'amar Hanani leNehemiah beKislev, the things that the messenger said to Nehemiah in the month of Kislev in chapter 1 of the book of Nehemiah, Amara Nehemiah laMelech beNisan, Nehemiah said them over to the king in the month of Nisan. So obviously, if he's telling over to the king what he heard in Kislev, then it's talking about that chapter 1 happened before chapter 2. Because chapter 1 is where he heard the information. Chapter 2 is when he tells it over to the king. So then obviously that's still a good proof that year number 20 in the month of Nisan didn't change. Let's just finish the story, and then Yehuda has a question and Yossi. Okay. Dvarim she'amar Hanani leNehemiah beKislev. What did the Hanani tell Nehemiah in the month of Kislev? Shenemar, as the verse says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachaliah vayhi b'chodesh Kislev, shnat 20 v'ani hayiti b'shushan habira. Now we have this long quote. It's like quoting us half a chapter, 3 verses in chapter 1, 6 verses in chapter 2. That's what the Gemara is going to do now. Review the whole story for us. I was standing in Shushan, the capital. Vayavo Hanani echad me'achai hu v'anashim Yehuda. So this messenger comes with people from Judea. Vayishalem al Yehudim apleita asher nisharu min hashevi. I asked them what happened with the remnants of the fugitives. Vayirushalayim. I asked them what happened with Jerusalem. Vayomru li, and they said to me, anisharim asher nisharu min hashevi sham b'mdina b'ra'a gdola. The remnants of the fugitives, those that weren't taken into captivity, are in a terrible state. Uvecherpa, and they're in disgrace. V'chomat Yerushalayim meforatzet, and the wall of Jerusalem is all breached. U'sharei nitzetu ve'esh, and its gates have been burnt in fire. So this is the news that Nehemiah gets in the first chapter of Nehemiah. Amara Nehemiah laMelech ben Nisan. Nehemiah says them over to the king in Nisan. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk later on, Vayi b'chodesh Nisan shnat 20 na'atarshas ta'melech. That's the key point that we really need here. That it was year number 20 to the king Artashasta. Yain lefanav, I brought the wine before him. V'asat ayin, I carried the wine. V'etna laMelech, and I gave it before the king. V'lo hayiti ra lefanav, I wasn't ill before him. V'yom li haMelech madu apanecha ra'im. So the king asked me, why do you look ill? You're not sick. Must be something in your heart is ill. What's wrong? What's bothering you? I got very scared. So I said to the king, long live the king. The king should live forever. Why shouldn't my countenance be bad? The city where my fathers have been buried is destroyed. Usharei ukelu ve'esh, and its gates have been consumed with fire. Vayom li amelech al maze atam vakesh. And so the king asked me, okay, what do you want, Nehemiah? Ve'etpalel elokei hashamayim, and I sent up a prayer to the God of heavens. Va'omar lamelech, and I said to the king, im alamelech tov, if it is good before the king, v'im yitav avdecha lefanav, and if your servant is good before you, lefanecha, asher tishlacheni el Yehuda al ir kibrot avotai, please send me to Judea, the city where my forefathers were buried, ve'evnena, and give me license to rebuild Jerusalem. ויום עלי המלך והשגל יושבת אצלו, the king said to me, his mistress was sitting next to him, עד מתי יהיה מהלכך, מתי תשוב, how long will it take you to go, when will you be back, ויתב לפני המלך, וישלחני ואתנה לו זמן. So the king said, it was a good idea, I gave him a time I'd be back, and he sent me. So this is a very key part of Jewish history. Nehemiah goes and rebuilds the temple. So he gets a license, he gets money, he's going to go and rebuild Jerusalem. So from this price, so we see that the story in Nisan happened after the story in Kislev, because Nehemiah recounts to the king what he heard back in Kislev, and the proof stands that Nisan is not the beginning of the year for kings of the world. Nisan is only the beginning of the year, or the end of the year, for Jewish kings. Yes, Yehuda.
So, we know that we get a tradition for doing Gezeirot Sheva.
Yeah. Okay.
So, where do we get a tradition for doing it in Ketuvim?
It's a very good question.
Wait, where do we get what? A tradition
for doing it in Ketuvim. In writings. I invite you to listen to the class in Hebrew in TorahForMe.org, special classes Hebrew, Intro to Talmud, the class I gave last week. We spent about 5 to 10 minutes discussing this concept of Gezeirah Shavah requiring a tradition. Okay?
I'll try.
Okay.
I understand.
If you don't get it, so then... ask the Madrich to sign you up for a 15-minute slot, and we'll talk about it. Or email me, even better, email me, remind me to prepare the sources for this, and then on a Thursday night we could discuss it at length. Yes?
Seems like the Breitah is a really simple Breitah.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Just quoting a psukim.
Like the Breitah basically just says that the Peshat... The simple understanding of the psukim is correct.
So you're asking, why would
why
I entertain a thought? Okay.
Why isn't it just Zerika too?
I don't want to answer you yet.
That's fair enough.
But I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
You're assuming two things. You're assuming the default is that the Tanakh was written in chronological order. Why do you assume that? That's question number one. Question number two, which is really the main question I want you to think about. I'll just introduce the question. Something was bothering the Braisa, right? I'm with you.
But the chronological order... No, I'm not assuming that it's written in chronological order. I'm assuming that the Tanakh would tell us how Nehemiah found out about Yerushalayim if he had found out by the time he was serving the king in Perek Bet, then we assume that it's because of something he found out in Perek Aleph, unless it's said that he found out a different way.
That I don't think is a fair assumption. But let's just come back to the Braisa. So something was bothering the Braisa, right?
Yeah.
The Braisa felt the need to tell me this. So if I want to answer you on a simplistic level, which is, I think, less accurate, I could say, you know, Braisas are not always filled with chidushim like Mishnayos. That's why Rebbe didn't include them in the Mishnayos. But that's not really a good answer, because it's still a braisa. Tanoim had to say it. Why'd they say it? So let me ask you a question, and I'm not answering the question. I'm just asking a question, and then we'll move on. Nehemiah gets word in the month of Kislev that everything's terrible in Jerusalem. Teves, Shvat, Adar. The king doesn't notice, he looks bad. 4 months later, the month of Nisan, suddenly the king says, Nehemiah, you look terrible. What's going on? How come Nehemiah looked so terrible 4 months later? Isn't that a question? Shouldn't Nehemiah have looked his worst? He should have looked the day after he got the news. That's what I think. 2 days after. 4 days after, but 4 months later?
He's missing Pesach.
Okay.
That's an assumption.
So you're offering an answer. Okay. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. So what do we say? We said that from this pasuk we see that Artaxasta, and we assume this is true for all kings other than Jewish kings, his year does not begin in the month of Nisan. So let's recap what we did today, because tomorrow the Gemara is going to start punching holes in this. The Gemara is going to say, wait a second. So let's see. What do we see today? We began with the knowledge that Rav Yochanan's trying to prove that the Jewish king's year starts in Nisan, because the pasuk says it was this number of years from the Exodus of Egypt. It was this number of years to the reign of Solomon. We assume they're aligned, just like the Exodus of Egypt, from Egypt is counted from Nisan, so too the king's years get counted from Nisan. The Gemara questioned, who told you that the Exodus to Egypt is counted from Nisan? Maybe it's counted from Tishrei. The Gemara brought a series of psukim that indicate it's not from Tishrei. Those psukim proved that from when Aaron died in Av till when Moshe started the book of Devarim in Shvat, the year hadn't changed. So we covered half of the year. We've proven the year doesn't change for the Exodus from Egypt. Then the Gemara continued and proved another 3 months. Then the Gemara ran out of proofs. So the Gemara said, okay, Rabbi Elazar gave us another answer. The pasuk says he started building the temple on the second month, on the second. That second is also a second month. That pasuk indicates to me that it is the second month to the count of every king's reign. And we brought a brisa that supports that. Rav Chista taught us that it is only Jewish kings that get counted from Nisan, but the kings of the world get counted from Tishrei. We brought a support from that, from the book of Nehemiah, where chapter 1 begins with Kislev of year 20. Chapter 2 begins with Nisan of year 20. Why didn't the year become year 21? That indicates that the kings of the world don't get counted from Nisan. We asked, who told you that the pasuk that says year 20, pasuk 1, is talking about the count from Artaxasta? And Rav Papa told us the great Zereshava, Shnat Islim, indicates they're both going by the same count. Then we said, okay, who told you which pasuk came first? And we brought the brisa that said that the information that Nehemiah received in chapter 1 is the information he gave over in chapter 2 to the king. And that's where we left off. So far, we've proven that the kings of the world don't get counted from the month of Nisan. And tomorrow we will begin with questioning that. Rav Yosef is going to ask questions about that.
Do these standards still apply today?